Which we want, films or records at this
stage? Give us the film.
The film is very good. Now, the fella is obviously a very smart fella, but he couldn't have made this up. They're too good. This is a chap who's obviously knows a bit too much about Hammer films.
Uh-huh.
And there's a big revival going on in London at the moment. 30 days of Hammer films on the Barbican and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
The films that Hammer didn't make. Things that the working titles of films that Hammer didn't make.
He's got this from some source,
from
of course.
A book, presumably. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. okay.
Hold it under the waterfall just for a second. There we go. Oh, look at that thing spring. Okay, yeah.
The trick, of course, is to pick them out of the book, not just to own the book, isn't it? And this fella's done very well. His name is Rob Fraser, and he lives in Manchester.
Uh-huh.
I would like to have seen in 1956 A Holiday for Simon. I think I would like to have seen Jack the Ripper Goes West as plans we made in 1973. I'm certain that as late as 1971, I would love to have seen The Rag Trade Goes Mod.
The Rag Trade? Wow!
The Rag Trade Goes Mod.
Someone out there is having these for album titles already. I'm
1972,
sure, yeah.
A film that you and I could have made, The Savage Jackboot.
The Savage Jackboot, sure.
Hammer also planned to make in 1972 a film...
as opposed to all those caring jackboots, of course, yeah.
They planned to make a film called The Godmother.
No!
As a response to The Godfather, and who was supposed to play the Godmother?
All right, okay. Was it Miriam Carlin? Was it Barbara Windsor?
It was Hilda Baker.
No!
They had got planned to get Hilda Baker to play in a spoof of The Godfather.
See, that now will be showing six times a week on UK Gold or one of them. We could all be enjoying
it. And we'd love that.
Yeah.
I don't know whether
the most common film, if anybody's thinking about getting satellite, you better like the movie version of Bless This House.
Yeah.
Because it is on, and it is on, and it is on.
It's on what they used to call power rotation.
Exactly, it's in heavy rotation on UK Gold. Go on.
I must go on, because they're too good. In 1962, if things had gone better for them, instead of Dr. Donny Shivago, we could have watched Love in Smoky Regions.
Oh, I was in Amsterdam once, and I saw the act performed. It's something, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It is a tremendous thing, yeah. Go on.
Of course, they started to get a bit more hippier. Towards the late 60s, they intended to make a film called Alan Quatermain Esquire, His Quest for the Holy Flower.
And they couldn't get backing for that? Even the pitch. How far did the pitch get? Hold on.
There's
the film's called Alan Quatermain Esquire, His Pitch for the Holy Flower. But let hear me out.
Yeah.
Chuck him out. Throw him out the bum.
I must just get on to the last three. But 1983, it's very, very late now. Hammer is virtually closed down, isn't it? Hammer is only exists in someone's head.
Uh-huh. But they still had on the drawing board a few films.
But I think they've lost faith in the old Hammer House of Horror here, because the film that they were supposed to be making in 1983 was called Dracula Who?
Yeah.
Two more. 1956. I want to see the film. I want to see the scenario unfold. The mise-en-scène explain itself for a film called Build Us a Dam.
Build Us a Dam? D-A-M or D-A-M?
D-A-M.
Oh, D-A-M.
Build Us a Dam.
Okay.
And finally, in 1969, I don't know whether it was influenced by the heavy rocking blues beat combo of the time, but I think the film I would have liked to see, and it's number one in Rob's personal list, is Zeppelin versus Pterodactyls.
Oh, God!